Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Political parties intensify ahead of government formation at the center. BJP President JP Nadda holds meeting with senior party leaders in New Delhi. Supreme Court asks Himachal Pradesh government to release 137 cusecs of surplus water to Delhi. IMD predicts widespread rain in northeast regions of Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 6 days. Indo-Australian duo Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to take on Italian Simone Bolelli and Andrea Bavassori in the semi-finals of the men's doubles event at French Open Tennis in Paris. And India to take on Kuwait in the FIFA World Cup 2026 qualifier in Kolkata this evening. As the National Democratic Alliance NDA gears up to form the government, BJP President JP Nadda is holding a meeting with union ministers and senior party leaders in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other senior leaders are present in the meeting at Mr. Nadda's residence. Several JDU leaders have also arrived at the party president and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's residence in the national capital. The meetings come a day after NDA leaders unanimously chose Narendra Modi as the leader. Tomorrow, the NDA parliamentary party meeting is scheduled to be held in New Delhi. Newly elected MPs of BJP, TDP, JDU, LGP, R, Shiv Sena, Shinde, Faction, JDS and other constituent parties of NDA are expected to attend the meeting. Yesterday, during the NDA meeting, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field under the leadership of Mr. Modi. The resolution also stated that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive term after 6 decades. JDU today said that it has not put any conditions with regard to cabinet berth in the new NDA government. Talking to Akashvani News Party spokesperson, K.C. Tyagi said that BJP President JP Nadda and Union Minister Rajnath Singh have been given the responsibility to talk to NDA Alliance partners with regard to cabinet formation and meetings are taking place in this regard. He, however, said JDU wants special status for Bihar as it will help in addressing the issues of poverty, unemployment and migration from the state.
नड्डा जी राजनाथ जी को जिम्मेदारी मिली है सहयोगी पार्टियों से बातचीत करके मंत्री परिषद का आकार तय करने की उसी सिलसिले में वार्ताएं हो रही है कोई शर्त जेडीयू की नहीं है जेडीयू की इच्छा है कि बिहार को विशेष राज्य का दर्जा मिले बंटवारे के बाद सभी संसाधन झारखंड चले गए थे बिहार की गरीबी बेरोजगारी और पलायन का बड़ा कारण वहां की अर्थव्यवस्था है विशेष राज्य का दर्जा मिलने से रोजगार बढ़ेंगे पलायन रुकेगा और गरीबी हटेगी
JDU has won 12 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar and it is going to play a crucial role in the new NDA government as BJP fell short of the majority mark in the Lok Sabha elections. Today, INDIA block leaders held meetings in New Delhi. Trinamool Congress National General Secretary and MP Abhishek Banerjee and party leader Derek O'Brien met Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav at his residence in New Delhi. Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Raghav Chadda held a meeting with Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Rawat. The meetings came a day after INDIA bloc held its first alliance meeting post Lok Sabha election results at the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's residence in the national capital. Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has accepted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's invitation to attend his swearing-in ceremony. The invitation was extended during a phone call by President Wickremesinghe to congratulate PM Modi on the historic victory in the recent elections, with NDA securing majority, and Narendra Modi is set to take the oath as the Prime Minister of India for the third consecutive term. In a post on X, Mr. Wickremesinghe congratulated Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on NDA's electoral victory in a phone call. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will leave for New Delhi tomorrow to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Mr. Narendra Modi as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi invited his Bangladeshi counterpart to attend the swearing-in ceremony of his government during a conversation over telephone and Sheikh Hasina accepted the invitation. In Odisha, the BJP is considering several names for the Chief Minister's post after the resounding victory of the party in the just-concluded assembly elections. All the 20 newly elected members of parliament have been summoned to Delhi for a discussion with senior leaders of the BJP tomorrow. The party leadership will discuss on names for the first BJP chief minister in the state and also prepare a roadmap for the government formation. Several names, including six-time MP and former Union Minister Jewel Oram, Union Minister Dharminder Pradhan and former Controller and Auditor General of India Girish Chandra Murmu, are reportedly the front-runners for the coveted post. However, the BJP may also come up with a surprise name for the post of chief minister. The BJP has created history in the assembly elections by winning 78 of the 147 seats. The BJD, which had been in power in Odisha since 2000, has been reduced to just 51 seats, while Congress won 14 and 4 going to others. Supreme Court has directed Himachal Pradesh government to release 137 cusacs of surplus water available with it for Delhi, which is facing shortage of water. A vacation bench of Justices P.K. Mishra and K.V. Vishwanathan said that Himachal Pradesh government has no objection and is willing to release the surplus water available with it. The Apex Court directed the Haryana government to facilitate the flow of surplus water released by Himachal Pradesh so that it reaches the national capital. The court made it clear that there should be no wastage of water by the Delhi government. It said that 137 cusacs of surplus water be released by Himachal Pradesh tomorrow with prior intimation to Haryana. Supreme Court posted the matter for further hearing on June 10th. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over northeast region, sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 6 days. Rainfall and thunderstorms are likely at a few places over northwest India till tomorrow. We have a report.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that similar conditions are also likely over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during next 3 to 4 days. IMD predicted that heatwave conditions would prevail in Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Odisha during the next 3 to 4 days. On the southwest monsoon, the weather department said conditions are favorable for further advance of southwest monsoon into remaining parts of central Arabian Sea, remaining parts of Karnataka, some parts of South Maharashtra, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh, some parts of South Chhattisgarh and South Odisha, some more parts of west central and northwest Bay of Bengal in next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, Delhi has witnessed a medium rain with hailstorm last night. Rahisuddin Rihan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Assam, flood situation has improved due to better weather conditions in the last 24 hours, with the number of total affected population coming down to over 2,46,000. One person died in Kachar district, taking the season's flood toll to 25. According to the State Disaster Management Authority, different areas of Kachar, Karimganj, Morigaon, Hozai, Nogaon, Dima Hasao, Hailakandi and West Karbi Anglong districts are reeling underwater. More than 22,000 people of 375 villages are currently at 112 relief camps and over 5,000 hectares of crops are affected. NDRF and SDRF teams have also been deployed for rescue and relief. In Uttarakhand, 9 trackers from Karnataka died near the Shastra Tal in Uttarakhand. 9 trackers part of the 22-member group died after losing the way due to bad weather while on the way back to Shastra Tal on Tuesday. 13 trackers have been rescued by joint air-ground search and rescue operation by IAF, NDRF and SDRF. The Shastra Tal track is a high-altitude trail at 15,000 feet in the Garhwal region of Uttarakhand. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah said that he is pained to learn that 9 trackers from the state have died after being caught in a bad weather near the Shastra Tal. He also directed Revenue Minister Krishna Bhairai Gowda, who has reached Dehradun to ensure the safe return of all the rescued trackers to Karnataka. He added that the government is taking all possible measures and working beyond capacity to bring back the trackers. Ahead of the swearing-in ceremony of the Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister of India for the third consecutive term, senior officers including Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, Akashvani DG Moshumi Chakraborty and Doordarshan DG Kanchan Prasad, among others, today reviewed the setup for coverage at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Yesterday, NDA members had unanimously supported Narendra Modi's name as the Prime Minister and the leader of the alliance. Indian origin NASA astronaut Sunita Williams, along with Butch Wilmore, has become the first to fly to space aboard the Boeing Starliners in the first ever crewed mission. The 59-year-old Williams created history by becoming the first woman to fly on the maiden mission of a new human-rated spacecraft. The crew was launched yesterday to fly aboard the United Launch Alliance's Atlas V rocket from the Space Launch Complex 41 at the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. The flight comes after several delays over the years. The first human flight was slated on May 7 but was delayed over a helium leak and later due to an issue with the ground power supply at the ULA. This was a third attempt and the weather was 90% favorable for the launch. Butch, 61, was commanding the flight and Williams was piloting the flight. In the ICC T20 World Cup cricket, India beat Ireland by 8 wickets in the group stage clash in New York last night. Put into bat first, Ireland were bundled out for a meager score of 96 runs in 16 overs as Indian bowlers Hardik Pandya picked up 3 wickets, while Jasprit Bumrah and Arshdeep Singh took 2 wickets each. In reply, India easily overhauled the target, losing 2 wickets in just 12.2 overs, riding on Captain Rohit Sharma's 52 and Rishabh Pant's 36 runs. We have more from a correspondent.
India triumphs over Ireland by 8 wickets in their opening encounter yesterday. However, it is the next match against the arch rivals Pakistan on Sunday that has everyone brimming with high anticipations. Skipper Rohit Sharma is expected to recover from a bruised bicep in time for the highly anticipated match. However, concerns over the pitch conditions at Nassau County have overshadowed preparations for the marquee clash. Out of the 7 head-to-head T20 World Cup matches so far, the men in blue have won 6 matches, while Pakistan managed to win only one. Akashwani will broadcast the live commentary of the match. With Vishnu, this is Aishwarya Rai Nigam from News Desk, Akashwani, Delhi.
In today's first match, Uganda defeated Papua New Guinea by 3 wickets at the Providence Stadium in Guyana this morning. In the second match, Australia beat Oman by 39 runs at the Kensington Oval in Barbados. In football, veteran Sunil Chhetri will lead the national team for the last time in the crucial FIFA World Cup 2026 qualifier against Kuwait today at the Salt Lake Stadium in Kolkata. Chhetri's retirement marks the end of his remarkable 19-year international career. A victory would strengthen India's position for advancing to the third round of the qualifiers and securing a spot in the AFC Asian Cup 2027. India currently second in Group A with 4 points from 4 matches, need a win to keep the World Cup hopes alive. In the French Open tennis, the second-seeded Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Abdon will take on 11 seeds Italian Simone Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori in the semi-finals today. The Indo-Australian pair defeated seeded 10 Belgium Sander Gale and Yogan Vliegen in the men's doubles quarterfinals 7-6, 5-7, 6-1 yesterday. In the Indonesian Open badminton tournament, India's Lakshya Sen will face Japan's Kenta Nishimoto, while compatriot Priyanshu Rajawat will take on Thailand's Kunlavut Viditsan in the men's singles second rounds in Jakarta, Indonesia this evening. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Political parleys intensify ahead of government formation at the center. BJP President JP Nadda holds meeting with senior party leaders in New Delhi. Supreme Court asks Himachal Pradesh government to release 137 cusacs of surplus water to Delhi. IMD predicts widespread rain in northeast region, sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim to the next 6 days. Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Abdon to take on Italian Simone Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori in the semi-finals of the men's doubles event at the French Open Tennis in Paris, and India to take on Kuwait in the FIFA World Cup 2026 qualifier in Kolkata this evening. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.